Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Free Tell, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5. This is PK Subban coming up in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned. In the meantime, he is merely Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas. Todd, what's up?
Not a whole heck of a lot, ladies and gentlemen. How are things?
Did you figure out what your man card movie is?
You know what? I don't know if this qualifies a man card movie, but would 10 Things I Hate About You fall into that bucket?
Absolutely. Well done, Todd.
I just wanted to check. You know what? I had to go back. I had to pan through some movies. I had to flip through DirecTV and all the other streaming devices. I'm like, you know what? I think that's the one that I would be probably more or less embarrassed to share with everybody as a whole. And if we even go further back, but I don't want to date myself, I'd probably put Can't Hardly Wait in that bucket as well.
Oh, that's a great one, too. Yeah.
You literally just said that in front of tens of people, Todd. Now we all know.
And now we know you have emotions.
Yeah, and lots of women who will never date you.
Trust me, there are plenty of women that will never date me for a myriad of reasons. That just adds something further to hurt my candidacy.
I love that you do your research, though. You're a research guy. I love that about you.
You know what? You can't just come on here and spring opinions. I mean, I'm not in the hot take business. It's all about metrics and numbers and trying to dive into some of those advanced analytics. I still have been working on the Animal Kingdom power ratings for Mickey, but home field advantage there is so much harder to try and incorporate into your proper handicap than it is when you're handicapping actual sporting events.
Well, speaking of that home field advantage, let's go ahead and dive in here. Kansas City certainly has that, and the Patriots have not been good on the road.
No, they definitely haven't. And when you look at their history, Don, I mean, this is a team who thrives when they play in their own building, especially on the greatest stage. They've lost the last three AFC championships they've had to play away from home. And when we look towards the way the game is trending on Sunday, this will be the first time New England is a playoff underdog since 2013, a game they lost against the Denver Broncos, breaking a streak of 11 straight games. But if we want to go in even larger context, this will be the first game Tom Brady is the Patriots' starting quarterback where New England won't have been favored in 67 contests. So it speaks to what the Chiefs have built, the allure of Patrick Mahomes will ultimately be named MVP, and everything working against the pack. Now, all that being said, we're talking about single-degree temperatures, a team that has been there, done that. I actually think you're going to see a little bit of an appetite on the underdog as the number trends off of potentially 3. The totals hovered anywhere from 55 to 57. I wish I had a more compelling betting angle on this one. The only way I'd probably attack it is with some of the prop bets, thinking that New England's success is predicated on them establishing a ground game.
By the way, I loved the under. The Saints game last weekend was 52 and ended up at 34. That was nice.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well for me. I was sitting on an overcast, but I appreciate you throwing some salt in the wound there, Brent.
I mean, you know, just hypothetical lightning bets. You know.
Are there any weather-related prop bets for that KC game?
Unfortunately, there are not, and some that were even suggested, and bookmakers said that they were trying to figure out how they could incorporate the blood moon that's supposed to be in the air in Kansas City in terms of what went on in the actual game. I mean, we had a long conversation with Dave Mason about BetOnline.ag. He said, nope, that's just opening a can of worms. We don't want to get to 2 weeks in advance, as they know they'll have enough headaches when it comes to grading all those Super Bowl props that'll be readily available soon.
Rams and Saints, what do you think about that one?
I think this is a game where we're going to have to see the Rams get away from what's been their comfort zone over the last couple weeks, and that's been establishing the ground game with Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson. I've never seen an NFL running back who looks like he was taken straight from the Bellagio buffet put on such a show like C.J. Anderson was able to do last weekend against the Cowboys, but that's been the key to the Rams' success. I mean, when Todd Gurley runs the ball 15-plus times, this team is undefeated, and you look at Jared Goff's passing numbers over the last 6 games. He's only thrown for more than 222 yards once. That was a Sunday Night Football game against the Eagles where they had a play from behind nearly from start to finish. The Saints' run defense, though, second in the league, has a big blow when you lose Sheldon Rankins, who is 12 tackles for loss this season, second most on the team. But this just feels like Sean Payton and Drew Brees' time to get to their second Super Bowl. I really believe he'll make a few plays. 3.5 didn't give cause for pause, but I think the Saints end up moving on to Atlanta.
What is the most likely Super Bowl based on these four teams, do you think?
Most likely Super Bowl would just be taking the two home favorites. I mean, we've seen home field really dominate championship weekend over the last 4 or 5 years, and odds makers, of course, building those different contingencies in. And there's a couple different schools of thought from a prop bet creation standpoint. Do you want Tom Brady, their old reliable, just dust off some of those notes and figure out how you can update them and freshen them up based on the matchup against the Saints-Rams? Or do you want to see that Kansas City Chiefs team finally turn the corner? They'll get their first ever conference championship game at home. And will it signify a passing of the baton from Tom Brady to Patrick Mahomes, who looks to be the heir apparent of the quarterback position?
So what do you think the tightest point spread, like what would the best Super Bowl matchup be in terms of point spread? What would the tightest line be? What would the biggest line be?
Well, right now, if you're looking at the numbers, the way they would set up, New Orleans, and this, of course, subject to change given how these teams look, as we know, recency bias plays a big role. New Orleans would be a 1.5-point favorite over Kansas City, and they would actually be a shorter favorite over New England, given the fact you're seeing Kansas City's home field advantage being built into the number. So any of the four permutations that we have, even if it's the Rams as an underdog against Kansas City who's favored, you wouldn't have one of these point spreads at 3, which is going to make for great betting action, especially on a Moneyline perspective as well.
Staying in football, where do you think Nick Foles will be quarterbacking next year?
It's a great question, and I think when you try and figure out who becomes a logical fit, you go down the list and you begin to identify what are the teams that actually need a starting quarterback to try and take over. And for me, when I look at Nick Foles, I think the Miami Dolphins make some sense. Although, if you believe everything that's come out of their camp, they're in full-blown tank mode. Then you maybe put the Washington Redskins on that list as they're trying to figure out exactly what life could look like without Alex Smith. The Jags, I think you throw them into the bucket as well.
Definitely.
And we know John Elway's not afraid to go out there and throw money at a veteran quarterback that put together a career year in a short sample size. So I put the Broncos up in the mix. And then who knows, if things didn't work out for Jameis, maybe Tampa takes a little bit of a flyer on him as well.
Todd Furman joins us every Wednesday from Las Vegas. Todd, are we too far out with regard to the college football season, talking about Jalen Hurts and the effect he might have at Oklahoma?
No, not at all. And when it's interesting to see how big name recognition can impact a futures market even before he has a chance to set foot on campus in Norman, or what it's actually going to mean to Lincoln Riley and how that offense looks. You've seen books take Oklahoma from 20-1 down to 15-1, knowing the only buzz you're going to get is recreational bettors, all those $15 and $20 punters that are out there looking to try and take advantage of that particular number. I personally don't know if Jalen is a great fit, but there's not a better offensive mind in football to get the most out of his potential from the graduate transfer than Lincoln Riley. What I do think is interesting about this whole storyline, if you go back and look at some of the awards show, Lincoln Riley heaped all sorts of effusive praise on Jalen Hurts and how he embodies the college football spirit and what he meant. The camera pans to Nick Saban, who's kind of rolling his eyes. That may be the definition of tampering if college football ever wanted to get into it.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome. Hey, college basketball real quick. Duke, despite the loss and the injured player, still the favorite to win it all?
They are, but I think they're the kind of team that you're going to have to pay a premium for, and you probably need your head examined if you want to tie up your money in a Duke's futures ticket at 2-1 right now until you know what the status of Trey Jones looks like. I mean, he is the catalyst offensively for them. Virginia, they had a signature win last night, blowing out top 10 opponent in Virginia Tech and covering the 8 in the process. You saw their numbers go from 12-1 all the way down to 7, and of course, Virginia, the marquee matchup this weekend at Duke, where they should open about a 1.5-point dog. But I know everybody there in the Nashville area is curious to see what Tennessee's numbers are. I've seen the Vols priced right around 12-1. Good to see Rick Barnes, though, come out and admonish his players for the Gator Chomp. Florida's not the basketball program they once were.
Oh, man. Buffet line, quote of the week. We should have ended there.
I mean, hey, like George Costanza, you got to try and go out on top. Next time I deliver a one-liner in the first 2 minutes of the segment, I'm just going to claim a faulty connection, and that way I can hang my head up high before I inevitably embarrass myself.
He's Todd Furman. Follow him on Twitter, at Todd Furman, and Bet the Board Podcast. Hey, man, thank you. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy the games this weekend, guys.
Todd's the best.
Thanks, Todd.
CJ Anderson looks like he got off the buffet.
The Bellagio.